book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Our sermon thought today is this: taken away. Taken away. Many scholars and theologians believe that Paul wrote the epistle to the Corinthian church about 20 to 25 years after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. Paul, these years later, is addressing a church that was in much in way of turmoil, much in way of hardship. I thought much about that these days of late. The Holy Spirit just encouraged us, that though we may be facing things in life that are big, very oppressing, nothing is too big or too great for our Lord. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made us a way. Because He, dear friends, He is the way. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 15, we'll begin reading here in verses 54 down through verse 57. This has to do with the final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friends, in this letter that Paul penned to the Corinthian church, Paul had a desire in his heart to celebrate what Jesus Christ did on behalf of all of mankind. When you look at 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, you will find there that Paul began to address this church about the coming of the Lord and what Jesus did for all of mankind. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians in 15 verses 3 and 4, the word says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul is celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's celebrating that the Son of God came and paid the ultimate price for those who loved Him and those that He loved. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord loves you. He cares for you. And I pray today that you love the Lord and that you're living as you love the Lord. I pray also that you will have an opportunity to celebrate and sing the praises of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because He took away the sin and the shame that plagued mankind and doomed them to a devil's hell. I shout and I sing and I praise today that God took away the sin curse and threw them by His love for all of us. Praise God, we live. I began to look at Paul's letter and the Holy Spirit began to speak to our heart about something that He inspired Paul to write here. Notice here that the Word tells us in verse 54 that death is swallowed up in victory. Death has no dominion over a child of God. That's why that Paul would write to be absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. You know how that was made made possible. It was because that Jesus Christ sacrificed had the Lamb of God before a lost, dying, needful world. Jesus Christ came. He lived. He died and was crucified on that third and appointed day when that stone was rolled away. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He declared victory over hell, death, and the grave, and threw them by our faith in Him. Praise God, we live. He took away my curse. I want you to know something today, dear friends. He took away your curse if you know Him. But if you're here today and you're lost and undone, you're cursed. And the fact of the matter is this, you're dead and you're destined for hell. But praise be to God through one's faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that sin curse can be taken away and be filled with His love and eternal security. Paul, in this letter, notice something that he said. This was a profound point that really settled on my heart. When Paul, addressing this church more than two decades after the resurrection, the Spirit of God would inspire him to write, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Oh, dear friends, I tell you, for a child of God, sting of death had been taken away. The victory of the grave had been taken away. I praise His glorious name because I know there's a place prepared for me in glory. In my faith in Him. When I celebrate Easter, it's more than just candy, eggs, baskets, pastel colors, and little trinkets. It's much more than the things that man has put upon this special day. I tell you what it's about. It's about how that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took away the penalty of death and brought living for those who know Him through faith. But notice what Paul would write. He said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Bear with us for a moment. Bear with us for just a moment. Oh, that has a special spiritual significance here. There's nothing in the Scriptures, nothing in the Word of God by chance. It all has a divine purpose and a special meaning and reason. For you see, dear friends, when it was written, O death, where is thy sting? You know what it's like to be stung. You know the pain. You know the suffering. You know the hurt. You know how it is when a bee has stung you. How that it inflicts all types of pain. I tell you, death pains that plague mankind was taken away by Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, dear friends, when you look that death has no sting, what you see is a beautiful picture of what occurs in the day and time in which it is and we live. You get stung by a honeybee. You know what it does? It leaves its stinger. No longer can it sting again. You see, dear friends, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took the sting for you and for me, and through our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that old devil can never sting the children of God again. Jesus Christ came and he took the sting for you and I. And when he did that, the grave lost its victory. It was taken away by the power of God. So when Paul wrote that, it was not by chance. All the Corinthians knew what it was like to be stung by a bee. They all knew. I tell you, I can see a bee coming and I'll run. I will. You can ask my daddy back there, they swell me up, don't they? They mess me up. I never will forget one night. I down in my basement studying. Got a full basement. Got a little library down there and I was down there studying. I like to sit in the floor, spreading my stuff out. I spread my stuff out and I was down there studying. Had a little cat down there, I was playing with her. Doggone it, I leaned up against something. There's a big bumblebee in there. That dude, he just binged me good. On a Sunday night, about 10 o'clock, I thought, well, I'll be running in the morning. I did. I said, I'll be messed up in the morning. I'll be so swelled and so disfigured, I'll be in a mess. Did you know something? Buddy, I was praying, and I was studying, and that big old bumblebee, he laid it on me. But did you know something? By 11 o'clock, it didn't look like a gnat by. That was the first time in my life, Steve, that I ever remember that happening. But you see, God is good. What he was saying, he's saying, Lynn, I took that away. Praise God, so that you can live. Praise be to God for the life we have through Jesus Christ our Lord. I thought about that old sting that Christ took on your behalf in the Garden of Gethsemane, before Pontius Pilate, before Herod, before all the flogging and all the torture. I thought about that sting of death that came upon him. But praise be to God through the power of the Most High when he arose victorious over hell, death, and the grave, taking away what I deserved so that I, praise God, can live. When a honeybee stings you, he leaves his stinger. And you know what he does? He continues to pump that venom. He will continue to pump that venom while you're nursing that sting. And he'll fly off. But you know what will happen? You can encounter him a few minutes later, and he'll still be buzzing. But he can't hurt you. You know why he can't hurt you? He can't hurt you because the sting has been taken away. I tell you, dear friends, on the authority of God's word, oh, Satan can't hurt you, condemn you, or damn you because Jesus Christ took it away. Oh, what a Lord we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we have. Then you know what befalls that old honeybee? After he stings and he leaves his stinger, when he rips himself free from his victim, because he has a barbed stinger, it tears parts of his intestines out. And you know what that means? He ain't around very long. You get it? You get it? I tell you, when Jesus Christ arose on that third and appointed day and he saved mankind from the penalty of death through his sacrifice for us all, what he was declaring on Calvary's tree when he said to Telestai, it is finished, what Jesus was saying, that old boy ain't here very long. His time's short. I done took his sting. I done ripped his innards out. He ain't here very long. He ain't here very long. The curse had been lifted through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ our Lord. And for we that know Him, we that belong to Him, it's been taken away. But for those that are lost and undone, they're so now condemned to die. And the only remedy that they have in this walk of life is to accept Jesus Christ, Savior, who took it all away. When I looked at Paul's letter and I thought about it, I meditated upon it and we began to pray about it. I thought just how wonderful and how special it was. And then I thought about an old prophet of God by the name of Hosea. You may not know much about Hosea. He's considered by many of the scholars and theologians as being a minor prophet, but I tell you, there's nothing minor about this man. For in the book of Hosea, in Hosea chapter number 13 and verse number 14, the Word of God says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. I tell you, dear friends, what Hosea is saying is what Jesus Christ did and what Paul is echoing. What Jesus, the Son of God, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, took away all that brought doom and destruction to the lives of men of faith. Hosea is speaking to the nation of Israel. He's saying that Israel can be redeemed when they look to God, because all the plagues and things that damned and doomed them have been taken away by God the Father. But I want you to listen here. How Hosea would finish this verse. He'd say, O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. You know what he's saying? He's saying that those that will come by faith will be redeemed, and those who turn a deaf ear and shut their eyes to the will and the call of God will be damned and will face doom and destruction. That's why we say not to put off what we need to do today, because tomorrow may never come. There'll be people all over the land who will warm church pews everywhere that's never been saved, never made things right with the Lord, and they've thought in their heart of hearts, oh, I've done Him a favor because I come on Easter. No, dear friends, we've not done Him a favor. He's just blessed us with opportunity. Hosea spoke about Israel have an opportunity to come. The Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with opportunity to come. He's telling us that the sting has been removed, the grave hath no victory, all is for us through our faith in Him. When I thought about that, this scripture came to my mind. Because you see, dear friends, Jesus Christ didn't have to go to that old rugged cross. He didn't have to die as a symbol of suffering and shame, but He chose to. You say, why did He choose to? He chose to because of us, because you and I today needed something taken away that we could not handle, that we could not do. But praise be to God, He could. And He did. Notice here in the Gospel of John, in John chapter number 10 and verse number 18, Jesus would declare this to those that followed Him. He said, no man taketh it from me. He's speaking of His life. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This command have I received of my Father. Jesus had the power to take away your sting. Jesus had the power to give you glory. Jesus had the power to not only make a difference in your life, but in my life and all the world's life. If we would just simply put our faith and our trust in Him. I praise God today for the time that He's given us to be able to gather. And I praise the Lord today for taking away that old sin curse, that sting that had plagued mankind. When I think about the wonderful opportunities that God has provided, we know, dear friends, that they're endless. For Jesus Christ, as we say many, many times, He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And that no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. The pathway's been made clear because He took away the ultimate obstacle. He took away the pain. He took away the death and replaced it with life and eternal hope. Let's stand to our feet. If you're here with us today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you may think of yourself as being redeemed. You may think of yourself as being condemned. Listen. What's important is that you know without a shadow of a doubt who you belong to, who paid the price for you. My prayer is today that everyone has a joy-filled Easter. My prayer is today that everyone has that blessed assurance in their heart. We can have that today simply because the sin curse has been taken away through what Jesus Christ did for one and for all. Amen. Miss Jean's going to come and play. If you're here with us today and you need to come, whether it be salvation, rededication, whatever the need may be, I want you to know that the altar is open. The altar's never closed. Thanks be to God. This could be the greatest Easter that you've ever celebrated. You say, well, how can this be the greatest Easter that I've ever celebrated? Because you can leave here today being in union with God. Be a part of the family of God and have that eternal security. Not because what you've done, not because of what you can do, or not because of what your friend or neighbor may can do for you, but because Jesus Christ took away what plagued you. Praise God. So you that are here with us today, if you need to come, salvation, rededication, prayer, whatever the need may be, we ask you to come. Sister Jean